Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, April 13, 2024. Temper Tantrums. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. Today's morsel. Your temper is like a fire. If it gets out of control, it can become very destructive. Therefore, we must learn how to control it before it causes us or others heartaches and pain. Isn't it amazing that the root word for temperance is temper? If we cannot control ourselves through self-discipline, the outcome is usually a temper tantrum where someone is abused or hurt. After his rebellion, King Saul was plagued with an evil spirit, and each time that spirit came upon him, he had a temper tantrum. He tried to kill both David and his son Jonathan with a javelin. So how do we control our temper so that we do not allow it to get out of control? Isaiah said, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee." Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3. When we focus continually on Jesus through our prayer and his word, it helps remove the temper we may have. Paul says that we should put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of our mind, and that we should put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 24. And that we should be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 through 27. Emphasis mind. A temper tantrum is a sign that we do not know God, as he is a God of peace. If we do not get control of our conduct and actions, we are on our way to the worst kind of destruction that there is, and that is self-destruction. Sing this song with me today. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Thought for today. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32.